for a while, mobile.
YR, KN4, VW.
YR, N4YR, N4ZLK.
Dave, I believe this is Dave. N4YR, yes, sir, go ahead.
No, this is Shane, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. We've never spoken, but I've heard you a few times. And heard you talking to Dave yesterday, actually. It was about a conversation with him, talking about your 6-meter repeater. And I had a question about that as well. I missed some of it. I heard something about the tone, continuous tone versus a tone burst. But I just wanted to tell you my situation and see what you thought about it.
Would you want to talk on the phone, or would you want to talk here by radio, QSL?
I mean, we don't have to tie up the repeater. I could give you my number. You could call me.
I don't have your number with me. Let me get a pen. I'll get my fiance to write it down, and I'll give you a phone call. Hold on just one. Dave.
And my number is 864-907-2133. 864-907-2133. And my name is Shane, and my call is November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo.
Shane, I'm sorry. There's a lot of static on you. Okay, now, she's got a bad pen. Now, she's ready now, Shane, and give me that number one more time.
864-907-2133. 864-907-2133.
I'll give you a call. Is it good to maybe? I'll be home here shortly. We're on Interstate 85, and traffic's pretty heavy out here. Let me give you a call when I get to the home QTH or QSL.
That'll be fine, Jimmy. I'm at home and don't have anything going on until about 5 o'clock this afternoon. So I'll be anytime. Just have a couple questions. And just wanted to see what you thought, but I appreciate it. You be careful out there, and we'll talk to you in a little while. N4YR, I think. N4ZLK.
ZK. Okay. All right, Shane. All right, buddy. Catch you shortly, though. We're probably about within 5 miles of home, and we'll give you a phone call. N4YR, Mobile, clear.
YR, KN4, VWA.
Go ahead, sir. N4YR.
That was a no-go on W4EEY. He does not have one. And I spoke to Dave. You need to go ahead and just call Dave and let him tell you what's on his end, okay?
I'll do that. I'll do that, Steve. I really appreciate your help. Yeah, I'm going to have to. Since I set that repeater up, I haven't had a chance. It really needs the front end. The sensitivity on the front end needs to really be set. And I noticed I tried to work it downtown Greenville yesterday, and I couldn't even get into it with a handheld with 5 watts. So that's not good. So that tells me that the sensitivity is way off on that repeater. So now I don't have any trouble working it on the mobile, but on the HT, I got a 5-watt ASDEN, and I should have been able to work it downtown. Anyway, yeah, the front end receiver definitely needs to be touched up.
Now, I have no experience with that, but you do that through the cans, right?
You don't. Now, you tune the duplexers totally different. You do tune the duplexers, but the receiver on the repeater is what needs to be touched up. Now, you can also check the cavities on the duplexers why you got the service monitor. He's, and what it is, see, you've got a band pass. What it is, you got a band pass, and you should have at least 85 dB of band pass notch between the transmit and receive. And what happens is, if there's a station out way out on the fringe, you need to have the receiver hot enough to bring that station on in. And because your receiver should open up about 1.2 microvolts, and if you can get it to 1.2 microvolts, then you've got a good hot receiver.
Well, just tell Dave all about that. He may or he may not be able to help you on that, okay? So, and I'll continue checking around to see if there's any other spectrum analyzers in the area. You never know. I got another buddy that I kind of doubt it, but he might have one. So anyhow, I'll let you know if I run across anything. So anyhow, I know you're probably getting close to your QTH. I'll let you go. 73 is KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
I really appreciate all the help. You guys down here, y'all've just showed me nothing but respect and really nice. Super nice amateur operator. I appreciate that. And that's what it's all about. There's nothing like amateur radio, especially when you got good operators. That's for sure. Okay, 73, take care. Talk to you later. We're about maybe 3 miles from home. And I'm going to give Shane a call when I get there. Have a good day. N4, automobile clear.
KB4CBA.
No! It's Dave! How you doing, Dave? KN4BWA.
Good. That guy you were just talking to, you just haven't laid into him yet. He doesn't know what you're capable of.
We're talking about my psychosis over the radio, okay?
Very well, you know. You know, things just slip out.
Oh, me. Well, hey, in the meantime, how are you doing?
Well, I've gone through a lot of tests. I've had a MRI. I've had two. I've been to eye doctor twice, and I've been to pulmonologist. Pulmonary doctor, and I'm going to a neurologist next week, and I think he's going to order another MRI. They think I've had a stroke, but my eyes have cleared up, and you know, I feel fine.
Okay, well, hey man, let them do their work. Make sure that you're okay, because that stroke business is, that's no bueno, Bubba.
They won't let me do anything, and it's really, you know, I want to get out in this beautiful weather and play tennis, and I can't lift anything. I can get up and walk, and you know, go outside and walk, but that's about all I can do. It's kind of frustrating right now.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I know that's got to be aggravating for you. Well, is there anything I can do to help out?
I appreciate it. You know, just you can say a prayer for me when you think about it. I'd appreciate that. But, you know, other than that, I'm just sitting here watching a lot of TV and you know, that kind of thing.
It does sound like a good opportunity to check the inside of your eyelids and just kick back and take it easy and, you know, be lazy for a week.
Yeah, I've been getting plenty of that, too. might as well take advantage of it, you know, while you can. Well, I just want to say hello, and I was going to do a little FT4, FT8 here, and looks like there's a little bit going on, so see what kind of trouble I can get into.
Winter, Bubba. Sounds like a winter, but hey, just be careful outside now, because if you even thought about playing tennis outdoors today, you might try to hit it straight, but it's going to wind up on the other side of the court with this wind. I think winds are running about, steady at about 18 and gusting to about 30.
It wouldn't be a good day for tennis. The last time I played in the wind, which was a couple weeks ago, when it was windy, it was real frustrating.
I can only imagine. All right, well, good enough. Hey, so are you going in there now?
I'm sitting in front of my stuff, my radios right now.
Well, I've got that new antenna that I was telling you about. You know, that GP15? I put it up on the top of my tower. And what would you think about trying to do a quick simplex experiment?
Mine is that for 2 meters or what?
Down to 14652 and see if we can simplex between the houses, okay?
I'll be glad to do that.
All right, because that new antenna is about 8 feet long, and you know, if it receives and transmits as well as it appears, I'm gonna have a winner on my hands. So it takes me about 3 minutes to get into the house, 3 or 4 minutes. So just go ahead and dial over there to 14652, and I'll be on there in just a minute.
Well, I'll do that. And hopefully we'll see you over there, KB4CBA.
KK4BWA, clear.